Moving across continents would be a huge challenge to anyone. But when your family includes numerous animals, including a little pet pig, it gets even harder. This is the story of a big family with big hearts who are new arrivals to Heckington. Alison Castillo says it was her turn to move after previously following her husband due to his military career, and coming to England is a return to her roots.
We decided to move back to England to be near family. And so we're a big mess of a house. We've got two adult children who live with us, a third child who lives in Cincinnati, and three cats, one dog, and Wilbur the pig. Wilbur is just coming up on 9 years old. He's a little Juliana, black and white, hairy pig with a pink nose. He looks like something out of a children's storybook. He's only about 45 centimeters tall, so he's just about knee height. And he is just full of character. I'm afraid he lives in the house. He's house trained just like a dog, and he just rolls around with everybody else. He spends his days outside doing piggy things, but when the sun comes down, he knocks on the back door and demands to be let in. And then he just settles down with everybody and is just part of the family.
Transporting Wilbur and their other animals to Lincolnshire was harder than the family expected, with red tape on both ends causing complications.
About an 8-month odyssey at this point, we were finally able to get the dog and cats over about, we've been here about 2 weeks today. So we arrived a couple of weeks ago. Wilbur was supposed to travel with us and my husband. However, a few hours... The day before we were supposed to leave, we heard from the USDA, which is our equivalent of DEPRA, and they said that they had missed a certain category of test that he should have had and that he would not be able to fly. So we were just absolutely devastated. We were all packed. The house was empty. We were getting ready to leave and never come back. We were emigrating. So we had to really scrabble to work out what we were going to do, who was going to stay. Someone had to stay and take care of Wilbur, where we were going to stay, who was going to go forward and come to England. And we worked out a plan where I would come with the dog and the cats, because at least that was about 80% of us here. And my husband would stay with Wilbur and try and work out what was missing and get it done with the USDA.
After a missed check requiring Wilbur to undergo a period of forced isolation, Alison is hoping that he will be home in Heckington for Christmas.
Yes, I can barely think about it because I'm so excited. The hope had been he would be here for Thanksgiving because it was Thanksgiving just gone this past Thursday, and that was our plan. We were going to have everybody finally under one roof. We've been living in separate houses for about 4 or 5 months now. So we were, everyone was going to be there, all my English family. We were going to sort of bring Thanksgiving to England, and it all fell through. And so it was a bit of a sad, forlorn Thanksgiving we had. We just went out to the pub for a sandwich, which was very different from what we had planned. So we're really excited that it could happen this time. If it doesn't, he probably won't get here till the new year because all the flights are booked. You can't change flights. My husband's flight will not be able to be changed that close to Christmas. Also, we have to hire a special van to transport him in America. And all the vans get booked for parcel delivery for pre-Christmas. So everything will grind to a halt till after the new year. So that would mean another holiday separated. And I know it sounds crazy, you think, what you're putting yourself through all this for a pig, but all of our animals have come from rescue situations or sort of, not very happy pasts. And when we adopted them, we didn't foresee a move to England at that time, but we did make a commitment that our animals would have a home for the rest of their lives. And that's a commitment that we keep. It doesn't change because it gets expensive or inconvenient or, just difficult because it's been very, very stressful. So we really take that as a promise that we have to fulfill. And we're willing to do everything that England needs us to do to safely bring our pet to England. And the things that are in place are important to protect the farming community. We get that. We're not trying to skip anything. But to have been able to fully understand it and know the full story before we started would have been helpful. But we're determined. We're going to make it happen.
So the family expected costs associated with emigration, but have had to dig deep to make it happen for their pets.
When we originally started this journey, we were quoted $5,000. And, you know, that stung a bit, but we thought, you know, well, $5,000, we can set that aside. Okay, you know, put it on the credit card, it'll be fine. And then we found out that our very large dog is also a restricted breed on airlines. So he had to also go with a professional transport company. So it clicked up again. And then one of our rescue cats is a Himalayan. That's another restricted breed. So he gets put on the list of, and the bill goes up again. Well, at that point, we were thinking, well, why send the other two another route and potentially complicate things? So we put all five animals on with the professional transport company. And, you know, so that was stung, but it seemed the best way to get everybody through all the processes. And then it just started to mount from there. It, you know, turns out that Wilbur needed a specially constructed bespoke freight crate to fly in. So we had to get that specially made. That was in Virginia, which is 500 miles from us. So we had to hire a van and go to Virginia and get the crate and bring it back. So, and it just kept racking up. When we had the terrible news that Wilbur and my husband wouldn't fly, and I went with the animals, I arrived at Atlanta Airport and their flight had been canceled. So now there's boarding costs for the animals to stay in Atlanta because we couldn't come all the way back again. They had to fly the next day. I had to fly that night. I couldn't change. I had to have a hotel at Heathrow waiting for the animals to catch me up. Not quite sure if they would. So we left on Wednesday, but I didn't get the animals till Saturday. So it was just incredibly stressful. Then we've got the costs associated now with the confinement and the inspections and the blood work again, which you already had done once, we're now doing again. So it it just feels like every phone call we get from the USDA is another $500-$800 added on the bill.
For those who've not guessed yet, Wilbur is a house-trained pig who lives in the house and will continue to live in the family home here in Heckington. Many listeners may be wondering what makes Wilbur so special that his family are willing to go the extra mile and the extra pound for him. Alison explains how he fits into their life.
He is my bud. He's my buddy. It's the strangest thing not having him around in the house. It's been really odd, and anyone who's had a pet and maybe even lost a pet knows how that feels. It's funny, things like odd moments when I'm chopping vegetables or something like that. Now, as soon as Wilbur hears the chopping board come out, you've got a little friend right by your feet waiting for you to drop a carrot peeling or a carrot top, or, you know, he loves sweet potatoes and things. So whenever I'm cooking and I don't have him, when I'm done chopping things, I sort of look around for him to give them to, and he's not there. So I'm really looking forward to having him back. He loves Christmas because it's all vegetables and prep, so he'll be my little friend in the kitchen running around helping out. But if you don't drop anything regularly, you get a little push on your knee to remind you he's down there and ready for his snack. So yeah, but he's my bud. He's where I find sort of peace in my day. Go out and sit with him and he'll sit night by you and scratch his ears, and he talks and grumbles away and things like that. So he's my sort of happy place. He's a good lad.
After the suggestion of a friend, the family started a GoFundMe to help with moving Wilbur. They've been overwhelmed with the support from friends as well as people they've never met. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit Wilbur's Facebook page, Wilbur Pig, A Daily Dose. Alison says they and Wilbur would be extremely grateful for any support.
He'd be happy to have visitors. If you bring grapes and strawberries, he'll be your friend forever.
Wilbur is due to arrive at Heathrow on the 15th of December, before being transported to Heckington. The reunion will be emotional, but until then, the family must just wait and hope no more barriers come in their way. Amy Carr, HLR News.